KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Shallcross residents have slammed government plans to relocate flood victims to the area. This week, Human Settlements Minister Thembi Simelane announced that hundreds of people displaced by the April 2022 floods will be moved to the South Durban area. Community leader Ethan Ramgua says the project was approved without proper consultation.
And this project was instituted by the KwaZulu-Natal Department of Human Settlements. And we sat down with them and they agreed that before this project goes ahead, there has to be an engagement. And now for the minister to come and intervene in a process that is already underway is actually undermining the provincial government and going against the doctrine of the separation of powers.
In February, the provincial department identified 12 plots of state-owned land for the development. But many locals say government should first fix existing service delivery issues before building new homes. Ramgua says the minister must be held accountable for pushing ahead without community support.
I think that this matter is between the local Itegweni Metro Municipality and KZN Human Settlements. I think that the minister should not intervene in this part of the process because the matter is between the provincial government and local government, and she needs to respect the leadership as stated in the constitution of our country.
In the Eastern Cape, 15 people have been confirmed dead after a crash between a buggy and a minibus taxi on the R63. The head-on collision occurred between Adelaide and Mangoma last night. The province's transport spokesperson, Unathibi Ngose, says 13 people, including both drivers, died at the scene. He says two others succumbed to injuries in hospital. Ngose confirmed that an inquest docket has been opened.
This is by far the deadliest crash we've witnessed in the Eastern Cape in a long, long time. And the MEC for Transport in the Eastern Cape, Mr. Colin Nata, says our thoughts and prayers are with those families that have lost their loved ones and is calling for an investigation of what the real cause of this crash may have been.
And abroad, police have arrested five men across England that they suspect are planning a terrorist attack. Officers say four of those being detained are Iranian nationals. Sky's Sadia Chowdhury has been reading a statement from Metropolitan Police.
The arrest related to a suspected plot to target a specific premises. Now, they're not saying what that premises is, but they've said that they've contacted the affected site to make them aware to provide assistance and support.
Your top story this hour, Shallcross residents have slammed government plans to relocate flood victims to the area. Human Settlements Minister Thembi Simelane announced hundreds of people displaced by the April 2022 floods will be moving to the South Durban area. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.